So let's go back to St. Louis. Bring in the beat writer from the San Francisco Chronicle. We love talking ball with him, and that is Hank Shulman. Henry, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, very good. Glad to have you with us today. And I know you wrote a little bit about Samardzija last night. I'm just curious, his reaction after the game and just out of the blue, how those home runs started flying off the bats.
Yeah, I mean, I think that while the fans and us in the media, we in the media, we're kind of focused more on, you know, is Samardzija backsliding? I don't think he's worried about that too much. I think his main action was sort of like self-anger that he let a 4-0 lead slip away. I mean, he knows that the team has been challenged to score runs. And, you know, they went out and put a really good whooping on Michael Wacha for 5 innings, and then he couldn't hold it. You know, he's still out there throwing 98 miles an hour, and you know, he feels fine, and you know, I'm sure in the back of his mind, he may have wondered what the heck is going on here. I mean, he knows he hung a splitter to the last guy who homered, Matt Adams. You know, he came in with a 3-0 pitch because he didn't want to walk Aledmys Diaz, and you know, the guy was ready for it, and he jumped on it. I don't think he's too worried that it's 2015 all over again. But, you know, that's two bad ones in a row for Samardzija. And I mean, pitchers are human. Anybody's human. You know, you kind of have worry a little bit about what's going on.
You know, Henry, it's funny. When Pence went out, all of a sudden people started getting a little nervous. You know, the fan base, for whatever it's worth, I think became a little nervous and maybe a little hypersensitive now to anything that goes on with the team. They are winning by 4.5. The Dodgers aren't showing any signs of really putting anything together. But I think people got nervous when Pence went out. I think everyone's looking more with a lot of sensitivity now.
Well, you know, and I think some of it's warranted because, I mean, history suggests that whenever they lose a key player for a long period, whether it was Buster Posey in 2011, Pagan in 2013, or Pence last year, the team has nosedived. And, you know, it should be a little better this year because they probably have the best pitching that they've had in any of the other, you know, those odd years where they struggled. But, you know, the depth really hasn't, that we talked about in spring training, really hasn't saved this team. So there are real questions. I mean, you've got basically, you know, the entire outfield is really not hitting. Now, Span is starting to come around, but, you know, you have Blanco and Parker. They've been in the corners for several games now. They'll be there again tonight, and they're really not hitting. Parker's, you know, not hitting at all, and so I understand the fears. I understand the kind of desire to just quote unquote go out and get somebody right now. But like you said, they're winning. They had a little bit of cushion over the Dodgers, and I think they're willing to be patient to see what happens and see how they play for a longer stretch without Pence.
Henry Shulman is with us from St. Louis, of course, covers the Giants for the Chronicle and insider of KMBR. Henry, Carl Crawford was designated for assignment today, and we talked a little bit about that earlier. No one's going to pick up that contract. He will be a free agent. Should the Giants have any interest at all in him?
Well, I can't answer that question because the answer really lies in how front office and sort of their player development people, how their hitting coach, how Bochy kind of views the potential that might be kind of locked up in Carl Crawford. I mean, I was thinking about this today. You go back to 2010, and Pat Burrell was designated with a lot of money left on his contract by Tampa Bay, and the Giants took a flyer on him and signed him to a minor league contract. With the understanding that he would be called up after a few at-bats. But, excuse me, in his case, they looked at him and they saw what he could still be. They knew he was in a situation that he hated as a designated hitter. And they thought they could get something out of him, and he was much better than any of the other options they had. And so they did it. Now, I don't know how they feel about Carl Crawford and whether he's done or whether they feel he has something left. And it sounds easy to just say, well, they should just go out and get him. But there might be other teams out there that are willing to give him a major league contract right now. And the Giants might not be willing to do that based on what they've seen from him. They seem committed right now to seeing what Parker can do with consistent at bats after he led the Pacific Coast League, I think, in home runs when they called him up. I'm sure they're going to talk about it internally. They talk about everything internally. They've been watching Carl Crawford when he's played the last several years, the last several months. They know what he is now, and a lot of it's going to be based on what they feel about him.
Yeah, I agree. The interesting part of the whole thing, and again, we don't know what they think. We can only talk amongst ourselves, as we like to say. But Pence is going to be out for 8 or 9 weeks when he has the surgery. I mean, he doesn't even have a date for the surgery yet. And this guy is a major leaguer who could be had for the minimum on a prorated minimum. So that's why I thought maybe it's something that that we as, you know, sports people should talk about with some positive feelings. And I don't know what the Giants see in him, but at some point you may want a major league outfielder for a couple of months at least.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a guy who, you know, he couldn't even crack the lineup with Ethier and Puig hurt. So that tells you what the Dodgers think about him. Now, the Dodgers haven't exactly been the best at assessing talent lately, as we've seen. It can't hurt because they could always option Parker back to AAA or Williamson and take a flyer on him. And if it doesn't work out, I mean, the Giants have done it before at other positions. They did it with Orlando Cabrera and, Miguel Tejada and Dan Uggla and all these guys they've tried out. And they actually were ridiculed for some of those moves. But it doesn't hurt anything to play these guys for a couple of games. Now, there's another factor in this, which is Carl Crawford himself, who might get several opportunities, and he might go where he thinks he has the best opportunity.
Right. All right. It'd be interesting. It just came about today, so... I thought it's something to talk about. All right, Jake Peavy tonight. I want to get your take on the Cardinals, first of all. And Peavy, what does he have to do? This is a left-handed hitting lineup that just murders people. Give us a recap or a little preview of tonight.
Yeah, he has to do exactly what he's done the last two starts and what Samardzija didn't do last night, which is to keep the ball out of the middle of the plate. It's so funny. In yesterday's paper here in the morning, Mike Matheny was talking about the offense, and he was saying, "Yeah, you know, it was tough that the Cardinals, that the closer Trevin Rosenthal gave up three runs in the ninth inning to make that a 5-1 game two nights ago, because his lineup is so explosive, has so much pop that it could come alive at any time, and that's they don't have a great offense. They do not score a lot of runs right now. They're scuffling, but." Up and down the lineup, they've got guys who can hit the ball out. And when Peavy was at his worst this year, he, as we saw in Cincinnati, that one game where he gave up four home runs, he left a lot of balls up over the middle of the plate. Now, mechanically, he's found something the last couple of starts. He hasn't been feeding those pitches into the nitro zone, as Bochy likes to call it. And he absolutely has to do that again. And if he could do that, he does have the stuff. And the while to get these guys out, but you said it. I mean, not just the left-handed hitters. Matt Holliday is dangerous; can hit one out. Grichuk is in a bad slump. He's down in the eighth spot. He can certainly. I mean, any one of these guys, maybe except for that second baseman they've got, that Garcia. They're all powerful enough to hit it out, and they're going to need to get a good start from PV tonight.
Yeah, 76 home runs for the Cardinals, and they opened my eyes last night with the home run swings, and of course, as you say, Samardzija put it in the spot, the nitro zone, and they were gone after that. Henry, I said earlier, 5-4 right now, could be 6-4, 5-5, who knows what'll happen tonight. But getting Colorado, Atlanta, and St. Louis out of the way, those are three cities that are always trouble.
Actually, I don't think that's necessarily true about St. Louis. I think Colorado has always been trouble. It's just such a terrible place to have to play a series, choose up your pitching. The Giants have never done well in the regular season in Atlanta. But here in St. Louis, the Giants have actually done a decent job. And I think anytime that you have a 5-5 trip or 6-4, you've got to consider that a good road trip, even if some of the teams you were playing aren't doing well at the time. And I know Colorado doesn't have a winning record, but you know how well they played at Coors Field. Splitting in Atlanta, it easily could have been 3-1 if Casilla doesn't blow the save there. I think this is a game the Giants definitely want to get. I mean, it's good to come home with a good feeling of winning a road trip rather than 5-5.
Yeah, this will be fun tonight. Henry, one last thought for you. Alex yesterday talked about the press box food. He said it's in the bottom two of the National League. You agree with that?
Yeah, I absolutely do agree with that. But fortunately, they have just one floor below us in their sort of suite level or club level. They have a place where they do a make-your-own salad where you kind of pick your ingredients. And it's really healthy, and it's really fantastic. It's like the best, healthiest ballpark food you'll ever find in the Midwest. But the only problem with it is that the same stand sells one other thing, which is pizza, which I don't get, you know, in the healthiest stand. And it takes a long time to get the salad made. So the temptation is to buy a piece of pizza and eat that while you're waiting for the salad. And I'm going to try not to do that tonight.
All right. The perils of the road. Henry, a pleasure having you on. I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday when the Red Sox come in. Thanks for coming on.
You bet.
All right. That is Hank Schulman. Always good. Very, very good. A lot of fun. All right.